the language 英语。
潘吉接你告诉你。
大家好，我是 Jenny。
I'm Adam。
今天呢，我们要说说英语里面，有很多的多义词。
嗯。
当然，各种语言里面很多的词都是多义词啊。
是。
但我们今天要说这些多义词呢，它不同的意思，嗯，就是相差的特别远。
嗯。
然后你不小心的时候呢，就会误解，会理解错误啊。那我们之所以想到做今天的节目，就是前两天做了一次 NBA 决赛的节目。
Yes。
后来我们讲的时候说什么 LeBron James helped Cavalier won the title。
Title, yeah。
然后就。哎 ，title 不是标题的意思吗？但在这里又是冠军。后来又说到东西部球队 ，Eastern Conference、Western Conference、
right.。
Conference 不是大会、开会的意思吗？这里又是一个什么赛区联盟？后来我和 Adam 就说，哎 ，that would be a good topic, right? So we scratched our heads and came up with a, I think, a pretty good list of commonly used. 这些词都是很常用的。
Yes, of course.
他们的这个意思呢，至少 the primary meanings 我觉得大家都很清楚、但有可能你不太清楚它还有另外一个意思
That's right.
也是常用的一个意思啊。好，那我们今天微信推送就会把这些多义词它都列出来，然后它的意思它不同的使用方式，所以是很好的一个学习英语的方法，大家可以到我们微信公众号开言英语去查看，只要回复多义词你就能看到今天的推送了。首先 Adam, 多义词英语有没有专门的 Is there a specific word that
there is, but I'm going to suggest that we don't worry about it. There's a few different words you can use, but in fact, I don't think most native speakers would know what they are.
So you guys would just call them words with multiple
meanings. There's just two different words.In my mind, like, Jenny just said, title, like win the title、
yeah.
and title of a book. In my mind, that's just two different words.
但我们学英语的人会看这明明就是一个词啊它拼法也一样、念法也一样都一样 but、it has very different meanings.
Right, that's right.
哎，好，那先来看 let's start with those two words, 好了 title.
Okay.
Title 呢最常用的可能就是You know, your job title,、
yes.
你工作你的这个职位是什么、
sure.
或者 the title of a book,
of a book,
一个书的名字或者 the title of an article, 文章的题目、但是它另外一个很不同的意思但也很常用的就是在 sports, 在体育里面。
Yes, it's always the championship title.
所以体育里面讲到这个 title、就是总冠军。
Yeah, you could think about it as just being, you know, you have that title.You know, just like your job title, you just said, I'm the president, you are the CEO,、
And、
you are the champion.
Champion,、yeah. 对，就是冠军的这个 title.、
Right.
好，那比如现在 Euro Cup, 欧洲杯、最后赢的那个球队也可以说这个国家的球队 they won the title.
Right.
也行。
That's right. So this year,、Spain is defending their title.
对。西班牙是卫冕球队、they're defending their title.
That's right.
好的。那接下来那个 conference, yeah, I think conference 最常用的当然就是 big meeting.
Yes.
但是在体育里面可能就是 NBA 和那个 NHL,
probably some other sports too, but it's also a meeting, right? It's the group.
A meeting of teams.
Meeting of teams, yeah.
对,就是东部赛区,西部赛区 ,NBA 和那个 NHL,职业冰球联赛他们会用 Eastern Conference,、
right.
Western Conference. 好，那接下来我们要说的一些词呢可能会 surprise 大家它不同的这个 meaning 啊。Which one do you want to start with?
You know, I always like talking about、the word fine, because so many of my Chinese friends every day say this word fine.
Fine,、
yeah.
F-I-N-E,
and、
one of the very first English words that we learn.
That's a great one, though. It's a great one.
它的一个意思当然就是 good.
Yeah, good,、not bad.
好、yeah. 对吧不错、但是呢它还有一个意思。
Yeah, well, let's say that,、well, right now in Shanghai, there's so many police on the street、stopping people on their motorcycles,、scooters.
对对对
and
交通大整治
So many of them right now. And giving them a fine.
罚款、 giving them a fine.
Right.
Or I got fined, today. 我被罚款了。所以 fine 这个词还有一个意思就是罚款。
Right.
Now, I went to school in Singapore,
okay.
and I lived there for 4 years. 然后呢、新加坡人自己就很爱说 Singapore is a very fine country.
Sure, yeah.
是他们的文字游戏 their play on words. 就是说新加坡是个很好的国家，但是呢、也是一个很爱罚人款的国家。随地吐个痰可能就罚2000新币啊什么的。
Fine.
Okay, so be careful, don't get fined. Okay, now I want to start with this word because it really confused the hell out of me.
Ooh.
就是 mean.
Mean, yeah.
这个词。M-E-A-N.
Okay.
What does this word
mean?
Oh, wow. 这个也是我们很早学的词，因为它的意思就是意思。
Right.
对吧？但是呢，它，我要说的是，它当 adjective, 当形容词使用的时候，它可能会 confusing.
Sure.
因为 mean, 它可以形容一种人。If someone is mean.
Right, 很凶。
对，就很凶，而且是比较刻薄的。
Right.
对吗？我还记得以前有个电影叫 Mean Girls。
Mean Girls, yeah.
就是讲十几岁那种女生，然后就是很会捉弄，看不起，要霸凌别的人的 Mean Girls。
Sure.
但是呢，我后来是看美剧还是什么的，就看到一个说法说 ,Oh, my mom makes a mean lasagna.
Right.
My mom makes a mean apple pie.
Yes.
说我妈做的这个千层面 lasagna, 我妈做的 apple pie 特别 mean. 然后那个时候我一直以为是很难吃的意思。
Right.
但后来 I finally figured out that it means something the opposite.
Right, it means great.
对。
She does it really well.
这个意思是他做的特别好，这是他的拿手菜。所以 Adam, mean 这个词是只有在形容一个人的手艺 their cooking 的时候。
Skills, yeah.
A skills, other type of skills.
Sure, oh yeah, he, you know, he plays a mean guitar.
Oh.
Something like that. You can do almost anything.
So when it's referring to skills of any sort.
Right, you're highly skilled.You do it very well.
他的意思就是做得特别好，做得特别棒，是吗？
Yeah, sure.
But that's a slang use of the term, or it, 这个词本身就是这样。
Well, I mean, maybe it's slang, maybe it's not, but people say it.
但反正现在口语里大家很常用，对吧？ He plays a mean guitar,
or... Yeah, she makes a mean apple pie. Jenny records a mean podcast.
啊，所以这里的意思就是跟，技能技巧有关的时候 mean 这个词就是好的
yeah,
it's not bad
exactly、
但是呢你不要说一个人很 mean、
yeah.
那个是坏的
unless they are like you know、my teacher is so mean or、the dog is mean
对 so when referring to skills this is good when referring to personality、it's bad
that's it
好那接下来要看的这个词呢是也是个 adjective 形容词 neat N-E-A-T,
okay.
neat, that's neat.
That's neat.
neat 呢其实它不像 mean 是反义啊这个我觉得它意思还差不多的、都是说比较好的、但是它具体形容的是不一样。
Right.
So I think for a lot of you guys, you probably have learned, or if you've learned this word,、you might know it means, you know, I'm a very neat person,、
right.
or my room is very neat.
Neat, yeah.
对。就是说很干净的
right,
it's very、
clean.
tidy, it's、very clean. 但是它还有一个意思 which is...
Just cool.
Cool, oh、
yeah.
good.
No, good, neat.
对这个我觉得也是 everyday spoken English,、it's a really good way, a really nice simple word to say something、
sure.
is really cool.
Yeah, neat, neat.
对
neat.
如果你不想一直说 great, cool, 你可以说 neat.、
neat.
Oh, that's neat,、对吧
Sure.、
然后也很常用、反正只要你想说 great, cool 的时候 good 的时候你都可以用 neat 来代替、啊、好那接下来
Well, there's one I was thinking about、actually, I think about this one every time I use the bank machine、
用 ATM 提款机的时候
Right, because
会出现这个词
Because sometimes,、especially when I need to pay the rent、I need to put in so many numbers、
Your landlord's
The landlord's bank account、
card.
Yeah, exactly、yeah.And then it gives you, you know, maybe I make a mistake, and then I look at the button on the side, and it says C-O-R-R-E-C-T, correct.、But this word has two very different meanings.
Oh,
or can have two different meanings.
对，因为 correct 这个词，它一个意思是正确的。
Yeah, that's correct. That's right.
但是还有一个意思是 if you made a mistake, then you want to correct
it. Yes, please correct me. So, that's confusing sometimes.
状态不一样啊。一种意思 adjective 就是 that's right, that's accurate.
Sure.
正确，但是呢还有一个就是如果你犯了一个错误你要把这个错误改正过来改正纠正、correct 就变成一个 verb 一个动词、所以你那 ATM 上面那个英语写 correct 它到底是正确还是纠正的意思
That's right.
Have you figured it out?、
I just use the Chinese now、
okay.
It's much easier
Adam 说这个英语我反而被 confused 了好吧
Chinese is usually pretty simple.
确认就是确认。
Yeah, straightforward, yeah, exactly.
更改就是更改是吧、好那大家如果对用这个 ATM 英文操作界面有经验的朋友可以告诉 Adam, 他这里这 correct 到底是什么。OK, 你既然讲到钱讲到银行我觉得还有下面这个词就是 notes.
OK.
我们一般的就 write someone a note,、right? Or,writing notes in the class.
Ooh, do people still do that?
应该还有吧、就是记笔记对吧 notes.、
Oh, I thought you meant like writing notes to like,、
no.
like passing notes to,、you know, that cute girl over there, or cute boy.
反正就是记笔记嘛、
right.
写小抄这个意思。但是呢它跟钱也有关系。
Yeah, sure, bank note.
对就是一个纸币。
Yeah, bank note is just money.
对所以纸币我们不说 paper money, 不是 coins and paper money, it's
right.
coins or notes.
Notes, that's right.
对 notes 在这里 in banking, in monetary terms, it means...、
just the paper money.
It's the paper money.
Right, like...
But the official name is notes,
yep,
bank notes.
That's right.、So even the ATM will say this machine can only provide...you know, $20
notes
or, you know, $5 notes or whatever.
是的，是的 but they are referring to money.
Right.
好啊 what about this word, company?
Company.
Okay. What company do you work for?
Yeah.
公司。但是呢 company 它也有一个其他不同的意思。就比如我说 I'm very lonely.
Yes.
I could use some company.
Could use some company.
或者 oh,Adam, you're a great company.、我不是说 Adam, 你是一个很好的公司。
Yeah,
前面也不是说我很 lonely, 我很孤独我需要去一个公司工作。
Right.
而是在后面这两个情况下 company means...
Just being with someone, around someone.
对所以它其实跟公司 I guess it's
yeah,
like the same vein, 就是一个 organization, a group of people.、
Sure.
A group of people, 对吧、company, 前面我们两个那个用法呢就是说一个组织一个团体一个集体、或者陪伴伴侣、对吧就是你说一个人 he's great company,
great company.
就是说他很好相处跟他交朋友是很快乐的、
sure.
对吧好就这个意思啊 company.
There's one I was thinking too, keep company.But we also have a phrase that is, you are the company you keep.
You are the company you keep.
Meaning,
英文里的一句话一个说法
Right. Meaning is that, you know, if you are always around bad guys, you're a bad guy.
啊就是近朱者赤近墨者黑、
okay.
对吧、you are the company you keep.
Yeah.
诶学到了真不错。好这 company 又使我想到了接下来一个词就是 party.
Yes, okay. Ooh.
Party, we're not talking about...
Right.
Friday night party. I guess that's fun, but 如果你去一个餐厅有的时候你刚走进去的时候那个 waiter 可能用英文问你说 How many people...
In your party.
In your party.、这个不是说你来吃饭你是来开个 party,、而是说你这一组人这一群人到一共有几个、
right.
对吧、
sure.
所以 how many people in your party, 或者你去什么喝喜酒、the wedding party,
the wedding party.
那个 wedding party 不是说他们结婚的大派对、而是说什么新郎新娘、
right.
伴郎伴娘这一群人、
right.
他们这个集体叫 the wedding party,
the wedding party.
They're collectively known as the wedding party.
That's right, and not the party after the wedding, which is called the wedding reception.
啊，那个叫 wedding reception.
Reception, yeah.
所以这还挺搞的。那我觉得吧，就是这个 confusing 很搞的里面 It's also very interesting,、很有乐趣啊，发现英语里的这些 multi layers,
是
多种多样的面。好，那我们今天 let's、end our show with this word, call. Can you call me?
Call me, maybe.
Give me a call, call me maybe.
Call me maybe.
Carly Rae Jepsen.这个打电话我们都知道，
嗯，是。
但是如果一个人说啊、you make the call, that's
you make the
a good
call.
call.
Your call.
Your call.
Your call. Good call. Yeah, good call.
这个时候和电话就没有什么关系了，
no,
对吧、
no. Just it means decision.
就是对、right. 决定的意思。这个用法好像来自于哎，就体育比赛的 referee、
yeah.
那个裁判 they'll make sometimes a good call, bad call.
Sure.、Mm-hmm.
对吧吹黑哨什么就可以说 making bad calls,
sure,、
wrong calls. 所以你日常生活里面你比如说哎呀我们今天晚上去哪里吃饭啊
That's your call, Jenny.
对就、随便你来选吧、or traffic is a mess, let's try to leave a bit early.
Okay, good call, good call.
Good call, 就是、说的对好决定、对吧
但是 we don't really say, you know, like bad call to our friends,、to the ref.You know, that、in the basketball game or the soccer game,、
看球的时候可以
you'll hear a lot of people saying, you know, like, that was a terrible call.、
就有很多球迷在现场都会叫、对吧、
yes.
Terrible call,
yeah,
bad call.
Bad call.
你们会说 black call 吗、
No.
我们黑哨就是说、like the ref is bought.
Okay.
那种、你们就会说 bad call?、
bad call, terrible call,、
okay.
open your eyes,、ref is blind.
Okay. 好但你说朋友间日常口语的时候不太会说 bad call, 而是更多的 用在 compliment, 称赞别人说、
right.
oh, that's a good call,
good
that's a great call,
call.
是吧、good call, or your call.
Your call.、
好那我们今天说了很多英语里面、one word withMultiple and pretty different meanings.
Sure, yeah.
We hope we've cleared up some of your、questions or misunderstandings about these words, what they mean. 让大家有什么不清楚的都可以在我们今天的节目留言底下问我们或者有哪一些让你觉得这个使用上面、比较 confused, 比较困扰的词也可以来跟我们分享来告诉我们。诶我觉得这个也是很好的可能我们下一次 live streaming 直播课可以做这个主题、
Yeah, that's a good idea. Good call.、good call, Jenny.
Good call. 因为经常看到有很多朋友这样的留言啊、
yeah.
所以你如果是我们开言的付费会员呢就能、免费参加我们所有的直播课并且学习我们所有的全英语付费课程和每天更新的新课全年只要629块大家可以到微信公众号先免费尝试并且享受升级账户的九折优惠，谢谢大家收听今天的节目。Once again, we hope you like it. 喜欢的话可以转发。我们今天节目就到这儿。See you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.